Story time.
Every now and then I get a story to tell, but no one's ever around.
Story time.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'm too lazy to ever fucking write them down.
Story time.
Every day I'm scared I'll go to work and they'll say, hey, true love, you just lost your fucking job.
Story time.
So I go home and sleep, and not before I play around and just to play with my knob.
Squeeze one out. True love.
Every now and then I lose my job.
Squeeze one out. True love.
Well, fucking every now and then I lose my job. And I need one now tonight. I fucking need one more than ever.
What up, bitches?
I love that.
That's so fucking funny.
That's so funny.
They should have something for us next week as far as the whole song, so we'll look forward to that for sure.
If they ever get around to it.
No. I talked to them the other day. They are working hard on it. It's just they got to get it perfect. They don't want Hellbent Podcast Story Time to be subpar. They want it to be professional.
Right.
So it's going to happen.
Professional.
It's going to happen.
If there's anything we've established, these guys are perfectionists.
Yeah, did you hear that intro? It was fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
All right, people. Well, this is story time. This is story time. Children.
Fucking crickets.
Children. This is story time.
Story time.
And we've got True Love.
Birdman.
Tick.
And we got producer Breezy sitting in.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if she's gonna chime in. Maybe she will, maybe she won't, but she's in here with us and it's nice because she's got cool jeans on.
Cool jeans.
But so this is story time, and basically what we do here is we try to catch up on shit that we didn't get to in the stories or in the episodes before, and or if there's just a fucking hilarious story that we have for this week, we just tell it. And then we play a game at the end, and it's really short, but it's just something to get you midweek through our absence, you know, so you don't have to go a whole 7 days without hearing us.
Yeah.
So this week, we pretty much hit every topic on the episode and stuff like that, but we have a story about one of our old good friends.
It is a miracle week. Anything is possible.
The Big D!
The Big D.
The
week
of
the Super Bowl. Dreams are coming true.
Let's hear this story. And this story is from Tic Tac.
Early.
Coming early.
Prematurely, but they are coming true.
Hey, you know what?
Coming a little short.
You know what? Better early than never.
Mm-hmm. So, good
or
friend.
Self-induced.
So, a good friend of ours, Big D.
Big D!
Big D!
Like, such a good friend.
Yeah, so
cool. He's family. He's
almost.
Like family.
Almost.
He's like family.
So, we love giving Big D a lot of shit just because it's so fucking easy.
Yes.
Big D was going on a big losing streak. Or dry spell, if you really want to put
sexually.
It
sexually.
Decade-long dry spell.
How old is Big D nowadays? Like 39?
75.
50?
312. No, he's... Let's see... Yeah, he's like 9 years older, I believe. So
than you?
He's, yeah. So he's... No, he's 35, 36-ish.
Oh, good. He's older than me.
So
wait, he's... okay, so he's not nine years older.
Okay, maybe my math is off.
How old are you?
You're 29.
Harry, 29.
You're 29.
So he's 38?
So he's either 38.
No,
so he's
okay,
35.
Maybe he's not.
Text him and find out.
Let's figure this out. Let's write this down.
Hey, Big D, we're talking about you on the podcast right now. How old are you?
Is he 9 years older than you or six?
Plus or minus a couple years.
Maybe we should just call him and have him tell the story.
It'd be even better if, like... So...
He's still in shock.
He's still in
ecstasy coma. He still has fucking Dreamweaver in his head.
So, I busted it.
Weaver! I believe you can get me through the night.
Everything goes hazy, like on Wayne's World.
So, I bust his balls all the time because every time we watch like Showtime or something and a boob pops out.
I haven't seen one of those in a while.
It'll just stop.
So he's been going on like a decade-long dry spell as far as getting laid.
I don't think it's
decades.
It's not decade. It's more
centuries.
Plural. It's more plural.
It's millennia.
He's never been kissed.
It's more since conceptual. No,
your
millennia.
Mom wouldn't even kiss him.
The only pussy he's ever had was the one he came out of.
So going on.
That was the last time you ever saw a vagina.
Exactly.
Going on a millennia.
Yeah.
So. He was...
Jesus was still alive.
Yeah.
So he was doing this website to find a girl. Will you guys shut the fuck up?
Sorry.
You want to hear the story or not?
No, we will not, but keep talking. But thank you for asking. We will take your recommendation into consideration.
I'm writing that down as a character flaw that Birdman and I may have. And we'll bring it up
to
the powers
that be. To rip that up.
No,
and,
I'll submit this to HR.
You just light it on fire.
I'll submit this to HR.
Shut up, we're talking.
And that's how the story goes.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
So...
he's writing it down.
Holy shit, he really
is a man of his word.
I have to submit this to HR.
Who the fuck is HR?
It's probably me.
Me.
She's the CEO.
I'm the CEO. Wait, what's the biggest person?
CEO.
Definitely not you.
I'm CEO.
Okay.
So you're what?
CFO. No, not really.
I'm the
what does that mean?
Chief Financial Officer.
Let's do it in layman's terms. I'm president.
Okay.
You guys are.
I'm secretary.
I'm janitor.
Yeah, that's true. You're VP for sure. We're all us three are co-presidents. You're VP.
TikTok and I are members of Congress.
Yeah, no. All four of us are presidents. Breezy's just the vice president as well, and secretary of state.
I'm everything else.
Pretty much. She runs this show. All right, so this is going to HR. Look, Birdman and True are assholes.
I like it.
Okay? This will go under review. This will go under review.
I'm head
lion
tamer.
No, I'm serious. This is going to go under review, and disciplinary action will take place as it needs to be. Okay?
Good.
All right. Continue with your story. Showtime and
it's like, True, you're fired.
No!
I leave you guys like, he just fucking fired himself. It seemed fitting. That guy was
not pulling
his weight.
We can't argue with it.
That guy was not pulling his weight.
It was bound to happen.
Did not see that one coming.
Given his track record alone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry. So Showtime and Boobs, the big D and you would be watching, and then?
And so, he'd stop and look. He was on a website to, one of those dating sites. And,
right.
LDSSingles.com.
Yeah.
LDSSingles.com.
Where he murdered three women.
It's like a Facebook killer all over again. Yeah.
Men seeking men.
Whatever you gotta do.
Craigslist killer.
Getting a hole is getting a hole. It doesn't matter if it's a boy
or
a girl.
Or a storm.
Any port in the storm, baby.
Port in the storm.
Sometimes it gets choppy out there. You got to do what it takes. Mm-hmm. Sorry, keep going.
Sometimes it gets cold.
Speaking of choppy, so he starts talking with this girl, and I was kind of watching him. He's getting all excited.
Talking to her online?
Online, and went to text.
It progressed to texting.
And then it progressed even more, and they started talking on the phone.
Oh, ooh. My God.
And so they start... I know.
Hey, boo.
What's up?
So wonderful.
Hey, boo.
It's like
hey, boo.
Hey, boo. Hey, Cody. It's like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah. He picks up the phone. Shorty. Hey, girl, can I hit you back?
It's like Napoleon Dynamite. He's like, LaFonda. Some big black chick that like, can overpower him. Because he is kind of small.
No, really?
Okay, keep going. I need to hear this story. I know. I am. I need to hear this story. I'm sorry.
Damn it. So
it was a guy.
God damn it!
There you go. Get it all out. True just blew beer out his nose.
I feel so good.
All right, sorry.
So as the story goes on, like, God, it's been a couple days. He's like, well, you know, I'm going to go over there and see, you know, go on a first date with her. Yeah, like a blind date. I'm like, okay, cool. Let me know how it goes. I'm, you know, I'm really excited.
I'd be jazzed for him, too. I know this kid.
Yeah, did he give you details? Like, did he have something planned out or something?
No, he just said, like, we might go get coffee. I'm like, okay.
That's good.
That is an icebreaker.
That's a good first date.
Yeah, smart.
Because then you're not committing to, like, a $60 meal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're committing to a fucking $60 Venti latte. Like, fuck!
No. But, like, you go on a date with a girl to, let's say, Denny's, and you're already committing to, like, a $25 meal that you may not even like her for. You're like, why did I just waste that money on her? Jesus, I'll just spend $3 on her at 7-Eleven and fucking get her a pack of chips and a coffee.
Yeah, and additionally, if it doesn't work out, all fucking coffee shops have free Wi-Fi. You can look at internet porn if she wants
to. Amen, brother. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yep. Hand hugs all around. Yep. Yep. We're all good. Hand hugs.
Wait. This is a threesome.
So he was looking at internet porn with her at a coffee shop, right? So right. Let's get the details straight.
Yeah. Let's spice this up already.
You can see. You know,
I mean, I don't like being peed on, but
but I like it. Pee.
I like it around me.
Yeah.
I like to smell it.
Yeah. I like to roll around in it mostly.
I hear it's a good facial cleanser.
So
exfoliator.
He comes back.
So they went coffee.
They got coffee.
Does he even drink coffee?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Because some guys will be like, yeah, let's get coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll get like a fucking soda.
He works like extremely early in the morning, right? So he's probably fucking.
Like his average shift is like 12 to 14 hour days.
Yeah.
Jesus, so. What does he do?
Well, you don't need to say on air. Anyway, keep going.
So. Oh, so when he comes back, he's like, what? You know, it's pretty cool. I'm like, how did it go? He's like, you know, she's really nice. I'm like, already, I know what that means. She has good personality.
She has a sweet.
It's like the Mormons.
She has a sweet spirit.
Yeah. So I'm like.
He just comes back. Bless her heart.
She licks windows.
So like a couple days progress and suddenly like he's like, well, you know, I'm gonna go out to meet her. And I guess she lives in like Ogden right by that mountain.
Yeah. Been there.
That's
where Birdman's from.
Yeah.
So I keep bringing
cops get shot.
Because I had to work really early. I went to bed, but I guess he brought her back. He brought her back to his place.
And that's a long time. Oh, well, that's a long ways away, right? Her house is a far away thing.
So, like, the next time, you know, I see him, he has a big old smile. I'm like, so, did you finally get laid? Like, or did you at least see her naked? He's like, yeah. I got some. And, like, I'm hearing church bells, like, going, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
For the Lord God of people that reigneth.
I came prematurely.
I did not exit my pants before I spewed them.
It was
consensual. It doesn't matter. She was bigger. It was okay because she sucked it.
Anyway. So what makes it better is we're talking at his place a day or two late after this whole thing.
After the whole sexual encounter went down.
So, are we going to meet her? Like, yeah. You know, we'll just go back to my pad. And he's like,
yeah, we're married.
She's not, you know, real skinny. I'm like, whoa! I'm like, I like
real skinny. You're like, so I
define real. Not at all.
So,
she's not real skinny, but she's not, like, morbidly obese.
Like, okay, well, maybe, look, they're not taking the roof off of her house with a crane.
Yeah, if she doesn't lose weight,
she had her doors widened.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the whole way, I don't give a shit about the weight. I'm like, I don't care about the weight. Let's see. I want to see how she looks. I want to see how she reacts. So she goes over to his place, and honest to God, it was like a fucking cave troll.
Oh, seriously.
It was like fucking Gilbert Grape's mom.
I didn't always look like this.
Yeah, you did.
I just looked at her I'm like,
did you want to vomit?
Like, did you literally want to vomit? I wanted to vomit. Yeah. The dog booked it away. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe this.
Like, you go up to her with a pad of paper, you're like, I love your wrestling. I thought you died, but I loved you in Princess Bride.
I loved you in the Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
You're like, hi, I'm Tic Tac.
She's like, get away!
He's like, anybody want a peanut?
she was nice, but I was just sitting there, I'm like, she's three of you.
So she pretty much used Big D as a dildo.
Jesus Christ. It must have looked like a mop fucking a beanbag chair.
Seriously, that's what I'm saying. She probably used him as a dildo. He's like fucking her. She's like, that doesn't... Hold on.
She's on top.
She's on top on her knees, and all you see is his feet sticking out. It's like
the Wicked Witch of the West.
Fingertips.
It's like the Wicked Witch of the West, and his feet curl up inside. Yeah,
he's got his fucking socks on. He's got his...
Oh my God.
Her fucking midgets coming.
I'm gonna get you.
We represent the lollipop you. We represent
the... You just got killed. The you just got killed.
I guess the whole moral of this story is Big D got some...
Big D.
Big D got some big P.
I'm standing up and taking a bow. That was awesome.
I was happy for him on that point. I'm like, man.
She's not real skinny.
Like, can we meet her?
Well, listen. I'm not mad at the kid. Pussy's pussy. If a kid hasn't had pussy in a while, any pussy's good pussy. That's what I'm saying.
You know, he broke his streak, right? Because those fucking girls, they can smell desperation a mile away.
As long as she didn't have a penis hiding up in one of her folds or something like that.
He's like, that gets to the next part.
He's not real skinny.
But he's so fat that it's kind of like fucking a vagina. Right? Yeah. He tucks his balls.
He's like, what's that? It's my my clitoris.
Yeah, my beard. No, I'm just...
Hey, Jim, is that your clitoris?
holy Jesus Christ almighty.
I am so proud for this slump buster.
The slump
buster. No, that's awesome. Big D, we cheers to you. I don't know who has beers or drinks or whatever, but we're cheersing. We're cheersing to Big D right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way to go. We're not... Okay, we're making fun of you.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get laid in Vegas, to be honest with you, when we were all down there. He was all up in the stripper's business.
Yeah, well, he didn't have the money.
All
no, you know, he's got the slump buster, you know, on his belt right now. Maybe he'll have better luck.
So
maybe he'll move down a weight class. You never know.
We're going to hell. He's going to go from super heavyweight to heavyweight, and then to light heavyweight, and then welterweight. So is he still seeing her? Is he still talking to her?
Yeah, he's still actually talking to
her. That's good.
What she should do?
No, that's good. You know what? That's one thing I've learned in life. It's like, sometimes if you're with a hot chick, present company excluded because Breezy's fucking sexy and awesome. But sometimes you get a hot chick and they're just dumb bitches. You don't want to stand... You can't stand being around them at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It might take, you know, someone who's a little less attractive. Someone who might outweigh you by like 9 or 10 times or something like that. But they've got a cool personality. It's somebody you want to hang out with and stuff. And that's awesome.
But let's look at the benefits here. Big D has a big truck.
That's true.
He can handle quite a big payload on that.
I bet he has a huge penis. I bet he does.
Never mind.
No, I know what you're gonna say. I bet he does.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't run in his family.
I'm saying I bet he got the good genes on it. I bet he does.
Nope.
What I hear...
Well, you can't be socially awkward a total dork, like all these other things, and have a small penis, like God would not be that cruel to you.
Yeah, they would.
Look at us.
Yeah. Don't no, talk about you. Cruelty.
You're a fucking pastry chef. You got the forearms of a god.
Yeah,
it's true.
But
true.
You got it's a small penis, so it doesn't matter, right?
You can't win at all.
You got you, Birdman. You got lucky.
You like move on
you
from
got,
me.
You are lucky,
Birdman. You breezy.
No, I was gonna say you got lucky by getting someone as spectacular as Breezy or something like that. You're a good looking man, but you still have a small penis.
Yeah.
Same with me. I've got a small penis, but I've got, you know,
Breezy, why did you agree? She didn't have blessed, to agree so quickly.
She was blessed with lowered standards.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, is like you can't have like everything against you and a small penis. I bet he's alright.
You know, Tic Tac, what you
especially
should do
the fucking fat chick, you gotta have some that'll reach, you know what I mean?
You need to sneak over to his house one night in the middle of the night, like stand over his bed and grab your belly and start flapping it up and down, be like, hey, remind you of something? And then be like, put on the music, be like, would you fuck me?
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me. Dude,
put on the
lipstick in the truck.
Wild horses.
Yeah, he's like, is it Thursday already?
I was told I could never do the tuck again.
He's like, Big D, Tic Tac zooming that over his bed. The Big D's like, you went to the convention too? I'm going back to bed.
Now, in her defense, like, she is...
She's a saint.
She... No, she's
she
fucking,
must be a saint.
She's a saint to do that, but she's really fucking intelligent.
Okay.
Really... really fucking intelligent. I heard what her job is, and there's no way you can get away with being stupid and doing that job.
Okay, yeah.
So,
fat chick strippers, yeah, they gotta be smart.
Yeah, they do.
Because you gotta get that money.
And the physics to get up that pole.
Right,
get the
right.
Dollars.
Right. You gotta have forearms of a pastry chef to do that. Yeah. All right. Well, no, that's good for Big D, man. I'm excited for
Congratulations, Big D.
I hope that I'm invited to the wedding, to be honest with you. I really hope so.
Tell us hers.
But anyway.
I'm assuming it'll be a buffet.
Oh, Lordy!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Where's the reception? It's at,
Chuck-a-Rama.
It's at Hometown Buffet. And Chuck-a-Rama and Chinese Gourmet.
Wait, you can pick whichever.
We're not televising
Not Chinese Gourmet. She's not allowed back.
Oh, shit.
No, you eat too much food.
You get your fuck out of here.
You get your fuck on.
Good year on. Good year on. Good year
on. It took us 3 days to get back in business.
Oh,
Jesus shit. Christ.
You ate the whole pig that True Love fucked last night.
I needed that pig. I love that thing.
You ate my babe.
I love that, Wilbur.
I basted it myself.
Oh, shit. Well, holy God
looks
almighty.
Looks like Big D and True have one thing in common this week.
She was like a warthog, from what I understand.
Okay.
Anyway, if she's smart, she's probably in her beauty. She's got everything going for her as far as that goes. Big D, congratulations.
Hey, who cares
man.
If she's got a little weight on her?
Who cares
BBW,
if she's got
big,
nine
beautiful
chins.
Women? Big D, congratulations.
Holla.
Sorry.
Hey, it's a slump buster is a slump buster.
Hey,
if it turns into
something, she's got to be a saint to fuck Big D. So.
Hey, we tease because we love.
Yeah.
We totally do. If I don't tease you, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations, my friend.
My stomach hurts. Big D, cheers to you.
Cheers.
We love you, and we hope this makes you a little less creepy in life.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Why you gotta say shit when I'm drinking every time? All right. Well, we got a few minutes left. That was a great story. Thank you so much, Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
Thank you.
Should we move on to Mary Fuck Kill?
Mary fucking Kill. So we got this game going on that we're going to do on Story Time. It's all of us pick one celebrity. So Tic Tac comes up with one, Birdman comes up with one, and I come up with one. And from that grouping, we have to figure out which one we'd marry, which one we'd fuck, and which one we'd kill. So, Tic Tac, do you have a celebrity ready for us?
Yes.
Who?
Val Kilmer.
Ooh!
Val Kilmer.
Shit, that's a good one, because I could do all three to that motherfucker.
Seriously.
All right.
In honor of today's game, Tom Brady.
Oh, snap!
I already got my answer picked out for that motherfucker.
Is it going to be weird if they're all dudes this time?
No. Was it ever weird if it was dudes? We had one girl last time.
No, I know, but this is going to be all dudes.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
That's hot.
It is kind of hot, actually.
Let's
it really is.
Let's get the chocolate class going.
Oh, my love. But that brings
my
me...
Shorty.
My shorty. My shorty. Okay, we got another song for Chowder and Redbeard to sing is My Shorty.
My Shorty.
But, all right, so that song actually brings me to my celebrity. It's Patrick Swayze.
Oh! Wait. You have to clarify.
Is corpse
cancer or
alive? Yeah, alive Patrick Swayze.
Wait. Ghost Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
Ghost
okay.
Patrick Swayze.
God damn, you just
ghost
threw a
Roadhouse.
Wrench in my whole system.
No. Fuck. Ghost Roadhouse, you know, like the old, you know, song
God,
like that Patrick
Why did
Swayze.
You have to say Roadhouse? You just fucked up my whole plan.
God damn it.
No, yeah, I didn't. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so Val Kilmer. Tic Tac pick Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Okay.
Iceman.
Iceman, yeah.
So Val Kilmer.
Jesus Christ.
Yours was Tom
one.
Brady.
Yeah.
And I had, what's his name? I can't
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. I almost forgot it. Oh. All right, so, Tic Tac, who would you fuck, kill, and marry? Val Kilmer, Patrick Swayze, and Tom Brady.
Reason why, too.
And you gotta give a reason.
Okay, I'd kill Tom Brady for his money.
Well, are you, so you would be the beneficiary?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be his son? With the supermodel or whatever that he never sees?
No.
Okay, cool.
Kill them too.
Right, okay, for the money.
So you'd have to rob him first and then kill him. Because it's not like you just kill him and then get his money.
Okay, for the short, well, just, you know, without going into too
you,
much of
you
the
You kill
plan,
him for his money.
I'd kill him for his money. I'd probably fuck Val Kilmer.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And then I'd marry Patrick Swayze because if something ever happened to me, he would revenge me, right?
Yeah.
He would
That's
like scissor kick someone off of a motorcycle off of a
He
hill.
Did have his martial arts background.
His dancing.
Yeah. His punch dance.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Right.
No. All right. Anyway, so you would kill Tom Brady because you want his money.
Check.
It has nothing to do with that he's married to a supermodel or anything like that. You just want his money.
I just want his money.
Mm-hmm.
I want his hair. The guy's got some good hair. He really does.
Fuck his hair. That's another reason.
I did fuck his hair. So you would kill Tom Brady. You'd have sex with Val Kilmer.
Yes.
And you would marry Patrick Swayze.
Yep.
Because he could protect you.
Yes.
Why would you fuck Val Kilmer though?
Really? Seriously? The saint?
Yeah. Do you even need to ask that
that's
question?
True. That's
the
true.
Saint or as the Iceman?
That's really? A ridiculous question.
How dare you?
I don't like you.
How dare you?
My favorite line he's ever done is, I don't like you because you're dangerous. And then Tom Cruise is like, that's right. Iceman. He like straightens his collar. I am dangerous.
And you're like, and you're short.
And then Iceman's no, and then Iceman's response is just to like clamp his jaw together. He's like
Where
and then
you're a Scientologist.
They're cool. All right, so we got Tic Tacs out of the way.
Okay.
How about for you?
So, it kind of... The Patrick Swayze thing threw a whole fucking loop in my plan. So, I would marry Tom Brady.
Should we
for
say
the
from
money.
Now on, no dead celebrities?
No.
Oh, okay,
no, anyway.
Never mind. Okay, cool.
I would marry Tom Brady for the money. And I also think we'd have beautiful children together.
You would.
Yeah, nice ass babies.
they'd have half a hairline.
Yeah.
Like the half, mullet.
What hair they had would be gorgeous.
It would be amazing. Yeah.
Their nipple hair would be beautiful.
Mine is.
It would be just perfect.
Mine's like perfect. Rapunzel. Anyway,
and then I would kill Val Kilmer just to say that I killed the Iceman.
Attaboy. Wow.
Because then Attaboy. You'd be like, you know, you got to go to a bar and they'd be like, don't fuck with him, he killed your Irishman.
Would you do it in an F-15 firefight? Or would you just do it like
yeah, I'd be in a MiG and I'd fucking just blow his ass up.
And you'd be inverted?
I'd be inverted.
And doing foreign relations?
Actually, what I'd do is we would both...
What do you mean foreign relations? I was giving her the bird. I know the bird goose.
We would
I'm sorry. I hate it when it does that.
We would be playing beach volleyball.
My favorite movie of all times.
We'd be playing beach volleyball.
Oh, playing with the boys.
And what happened was Tom Cruise would set up
playing with the boys.
Okay. Tic Tac's not.
Wow, Tic Tac does not like Kenny Loggins.
Wow. Okay,
anyway.
Yeah. So we'd have
anyway,
Kenny I have Loggins.
Whatever.
Kenny Loggins would be playing in the background and fucking Tom Cruise would set a perfect spike for me just right there and I'd fucking spike it right through his head.
You like stab it. No, you go I'd to strike like, it, but you stab a knife through it so it goes out like, you know, a good 3 inches through the volleyball. Yeah. And then it just goes into Iceman's eye just
that's my spike.
And then Slider, who was Iceman's partner at the time, would just start crying because, yeah. You know, they were homosexuals.
And then I'd like high-five, double high-five Tom Cruise, and I'd be like, well, he was no saint.
And then Tom Cruise would go,
he was no real genius.
And then Tom Cruise would go, I gotta go. And he'd run off and go fuck his girl in the blue and black little thing that he did anyway.
He'd go fuck Dawson's girlfriend.
fucking
no, am I the only one who watched Dawson's Creek?
I watched Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Awkward.
Yeah. No, and then yeah. You know what? I'd fuck Joey. I'd fuck Patrick Pacey. Swayze because I think he'd call me the next day.
He probably would. He seemed like a gentleman.
He's like got a romantic. He's a bad boy in Roadhouse, but he's a bad boy with a heart.
He absolutely is. He absolutely is.
You don't become the greatest bouncer in world history by not having a heart.
That's you know true. What?
That's and true. A fantastic mullet.
That's true.
But yeah, or perm. It'd be awesome if just like mid sex he ripped my throat out.
As you climax. Yeah. As you're, yeah, exactly. You're starting to die, you're like, you know, it's fading, you're like best orgasm
yeah,
ever.
Because it's the ultimate choke.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You're like, I didn't even need the belt this time.
I blow my load like Big D, and after he fucking hit his slump buster, and Patrick Swayze goes flying out the wall.
Did Big D say how long it took him?
It'd be like,
did they have like a good time, fucking... or was it literally like, unzip? Thank you.
He probably blew a load like fucking the Death Star blowing
but
up.
You never
planet.
Know if he's
like,
not. If he's not had sex planet. For a long time.
Yeah. If he's, oh, yeah, he was blowing up a planet.
If he's not... blowing up a planet. Yeah. Oh, lady who's very smart but pretty ugly. We're sorry.
And very large.
But, no, if... I don't remember what I was going to say. It was hilarious, but it's not anymore. Anyway, so... You would marry Tom Brady.
Yes.
You would kill Val Kilmer.
Yes.
And you would fuck Patrick Swayze because yep. He would call you and or rip your throat out.
Either one would work for me.
Yeah.
It would do it for me.
Well, I was wondering when we were going to get to the autoerotic asphyxiation.
And
boom goes the diamond.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew it was coming.
Exactly.
Like
all right.
Big D.
So
prematurely.
Big D, rest in peace, Patrick Swayze. But yeah. Anyway. Okay, so for mine, I would... See, today is a good day for me because the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. And I have met Mr. Brady himself, and I've met a bunch of the Patriots, so I would have to say that I would not marry him because he doesn't seem like the marrying type of what I've met. Fuck him.
You couldn't hold him down, probably.
Exactly.
You know? There'd be a lot of heartbreak in it.
Exactly.
For you, I think, if you
exactly. Oh, I've met them as a couple. That's what
he
I'm
probably
saying.
Wouldn't get along with his mother either.
His mom
my mother-in-law.
His mom seems pretty cool, but I wouldn't want Giselle, the ex-wife, on my shit because she's a firecracker. I've met them as a couple. They're cool
You'd
people.
Like,
that's all I'm saying. They're cool, but I wouldn't want to be married to them. So I would fuck Tom Brady just so that I could try to absorb some of his talented / hairline juices into it.
You'd get juices.
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping his DNA would seep into me, and I would grow a full mane of hair.
You're
that
like,
would be glorious.
You're like,
from
you didn't
now
have
on.
To spread it on your head.
I'm like,
yes, I did.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're like,
it's
thank,
nice and
thank
warm.
You, thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas Brody. No, but so yeah, I would fuck Tom Brady because he's just, he's a good quarter. I mean, obviously, like, people hate the Patriots. People hate Tom Brady for some reason. But
I don't
obviously
know how could you hate Tom Brady
good.
Though?
Because
he's
know.
So good. But he's a good guy. For
he's
being a,
smart.
I mean, he's smart. He's a good QB. He's the ultimate underdog. Like,
no, absolutely.
He's so good now, but nobody realizes he's a 6th-round pick. He
right.
was the lowest-rated quarterback coming
right.
out of his draft class.
Yep.
Fucking nobody, he had no chance. Like, nobody wanted him.
Exactly.
And now he's the biggest badass and everybody hates him. He's the ultimate underdog.
Well, and that's the funny thing is, like, my brother included, but there's a bunch of people, like, on Facebook and otherwise, they know I'm a Pats fan. They know I lived, like, a block away from Gillette Stadium that I've met. All of the fucking Patriots multiple times. They come into my bar, I'd serve them drinks and food and all this shit, you know. They know I'm a fan, not because I'm a fan of football, it's because I met these guys, they're good guys.
Mm-hmm.
But my little brother and all of his friends were like, fuck the Patriots, you know, like this. Well, they didn't say fuck because they're all Mormons, but go Giants, I hate the Patriots. I'm like, why? Because Brady's an asshole. And I'm like, why is Brady an asshole? What did he do to you? Well, his girlfriend, his wife
sure,
is ugly. Fuck that.
I'm
she's
pretty
just
sure
a
he
bunch
donated
of,
his Super Bowl tickets this year to Make-A-Wish Foundation.
He did. The guy
so,
is a fucking
that's
saint.
That's a real asshole move.
The guy is a fucking
he
saint.
He did what? He donated his Super Bowl tickets that he gets to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So
the guy's a fucking
so
saint.
So a sick child could go to the game.
What happens if they couldn't find parking and the kid died in the parking lot? That'd be a rude gesture.
Then,
well,
I guess,
he still
then I guess
his
Tom
job.
Brady would be an asshole.
No,
man.
He still did his job. He still donated him. It's not his fault that the fucking retard couldn't get through the gates. Anyway.
He's sick, not retarded, True. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to defend my boy.
Your
no,
boy.
He's really a good guy. He is. He's
your,
fun.
Your
no,
son
fun.
Or Tom Brady?
Both. No, he is a good guy.
The
he,
kid is deaf, not
he
retarded.
Come, he would come in and, like, everyone would want a picture with him autograph. He was never anything but cool. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good, good guy.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know why people hate him because he's such a fucking great quarterback.
It's just
because
he's that success.
Why are they in the Super Bowl? Because he's a good quarterback because the team is a good team.
Anytime you're going to have success, there's going to be people that
exactly. There's
out,
always
so.
Haters.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a fucking Colts fan like my brother. Fuck that. Anyway.
He is easy breezy's from...
It doesn't matter where she's from. I'm saying he sticks to the thing where it's, you know, Colts all the way. I'm sorry, the Colts suck this year. Maybe Peyton Manning had something to do with it the last couple of years, why he was so why they were
yeah, maybe,
so awesome.
Maybe he was the greatest ever. And
exactly, and that's why. But he didn't play this year, so don't be mad that he broke his neck and hate other teams
yeah.
just because he broke his neck.
Yeah, he lost a year of football from a broken neck. He's on his way back.
Blah!
Yeah.
He's been getting those red cell treatments, though. Those red blood cell treatments. He should be all right.
The stem cells.
Yeah.
Stem cells.
Red blood cells.
Red blood
cells.
Stem cells come from fucking red blood cells, asshole. I read an article on it the other
Breezy,
day.
Breezy, where stem cells come from? Your stem.
I can't talk about it in the United States.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
legal in the
it's
United
illegal
States.
In the United States. He's been
your,
going to Europe.
Comes from your spinal column, right?
I can't say anymore. They also come from dead embryos.
Dead
yeah. embryos.
Which have fucking... red blood cells in them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Red blood cells.
So,
Jesus
so I would
no.
fuck Tom Brady.
No!
You're wrong. I was going to say that. You're
yeah.
wrong.
Well, I read the article the other
we'll
day.
We'll agree to disagree. I read the article.
I read an article the
you
other day.
You didn't read an article. You didn't read an article.
Well, that has been story time for this
week.
No,
okay, go ahead.
No, so I would fuck Tom Brady just because I think he'd be a fun fuck. You know what I mean? Like, he's a good guy. I like the guy just fine. Met him a few times. Met his wife. Good people. Fun.
He'd fuck you shotgun style, too.
I would like to be fucked, but yeah. I would like the I formation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. He passes it off to Wes Welker.
I would. I'd
wait a minute, Wes!
I'd be fine with the I formation, but I also option out. So
yeah.
That's cool.
He options
so,
out all the time.
So I would fuck Tom Brady. I would also marry Patrick Swayze. Just because he just seems like a genuinely good guy. Like you said, like he would probably call you. You know, like he would be.
You guys
nice
would
guy.
Dance every
exactly.
Friday night.
He would
and
hold
he would
me
lift
up.
You up over the.
Yeah. I had the time of my life. We never felt this way before. I swear.
I was trying to think of some gay comment I could put in there.
And I owe it all to you. Yeah, so. Yeah, so I would marry him because I know that throughout our lives I would marry Patrick Swayze because I know throughout our lives we would probably have, obviously we'd have our ups and downs, but we could always dance it out. yep. and be fun. Yeah.
Let's dance this out, Patrick.
I need a punch dance. Exactly, like a Footloose.
Yeah.
And then I would kill Val Kilmer just because you can't go from being this gorgeous, gorgeous man like Val Kilmer
to
back
what he is now.
To what he is now and think you're okay with it.
Looking like Tic Tac.
Oh.
I'm just kidding, dude. He has more hair.
And a lot more money. I've seen him.
And he could still get laid.
I've seen him. Well, that was your fault. You got married.
I've seen a few things
that he's been on recently. I've seen a few things he's been on recently, and he's still funny. Like, he's got a good sense of humor about himself, but he was Iceman! He was Iceman! And Batman!
That was 30 years ago.
And Batman in 25. And he was Batman. You know what I mean? Like, there's other actors that have been...
He was Batman.
There's other actors...
He was the worst Batman ever, but he was still Batman.
No, but listen. Look at who was in that same movie with him and how they've progressed in life. They haven't gotten fat and retarded like Iceman has. Tom Cruise, you know? Obviously, he's got aliens on his side from the Scientology and shit like that.
One could argue that Tom Cruise has gotten retarded, but...
Well, he's retarded, but not fat. Not
jumping
ugly.
On couches and
but
shit.
But not fat
he's
and
like
ugly.
He's like 5'4". Like...
Yeah! All I'm saying is not fat and ugly. Val Kilmer was a gorgeous, gorgeous man. Turned into what he is now. I would kill him just for that alone.
I'd blow his cottage cheese legs.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Not to say I wouldn't have sex with him before and or after.
Let's not get ahead
him.
Of ourselves.
Yeah, I'd still do him. But just I wouldn't do him.
Val,
like,
look out for Big D. He's coming for you.
In fact, he looks a lot like Big D's new girlfriend.
We all look at Tic Tac. Hmm?
No, more like
does she have any kind of like acceptable redeeming qualities as far as like facial features? Is she cute at all? Like, does she have anything going for her? That says it all. That says it all. Very well, sir. Very well.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that's been. Oh, spread them.
Oh.
All right. Well, that's been story time for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in once again. Keep us abreast of any situations and or topics that you would like us to address. I said breast, and I'm getting a boner now. Someone else talk, please. Someone else.
I see his boner, actually. Yeah.
Well, that didn't help at all, but anyway.
I don't, and I'm sitting right next to him.
That's because you're holding it.
Go Gadget eyes!
Go Gadget magnifying eyes. Nope, still won't see it.
Nope.
I gotta have...
no dick here.
I gotta have Dr. Claw make me a new one. Anyway. Yeah, that was story time, so... Keep us,
this is awesome.
You know, keep giving us some information, you know. Like I said before, Hellbent Breezy, Hellbent Tic Tac, Hellbent Birdman, and then Jimmy True Love on Facebook, or just look us up on Hellbent Podcast on Facebook, or iTunes, or Twitter at Hellbent Podcast, and we'll answer your questions. We do it all the time. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
We got a good response from the advice column last week, and people, you know, I've gotten
we
some
helped.
More that we'll
I
do
like
next
to
time.
Think we
helped. We totally
helped in
did.
The wrong direction.
No, we helped. We did help
we pushed
in the wrong
them off
direction.
The ledge.
No, we did help in the wrong direction because other people, like, I've had pretty much every text or whatever that I've gotten about that episode was like, no, it's not about cleanliness on the manscaping. It's all about that we don't want to have pubes in our mouths. So you gotta fucking do it. So it's been quite a bit of shit. So anyway, this has been story time. I'm True Love.
Birdman.
Tic Tac.
Sitting in.
I'm not really here.
Oh, you're here, baby. I can't stop staring. But anyway, that was story time, and this officially has been
story time. Story time. Every now and then I get a story to tell, but no one's ever around.
Story time.
I got a lot of things to say, but I'm too lazy to ever fucking write them down.
Story time.
Every day I'm scared I'll go to work and they'll say, hey, true love, you just lost your fucking job.
Story time.
So I go home and sleep, and not before I play around and just to play with my knob.
Out, true love.
Every now and then I lose my
job. Squeeze one out, true.